ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. బిఫోర్ ఐ స్టార్ట్, లెట్ అస్ మేక్ ఎ సానిటీ చెక్ వెదర్ ది ఆడియో ఈజ్ వర్కింగ్ టుడే వెల్. ఇఫ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు హియర్ ఆర్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు హియర్ ప్లీజ్ send me a comment. Okay, it is perfect. Thank you very much. Sridhar. Okay, then I can start now, because yesterday was, of course, because of the storm and all, we had a problem. But the recording is all complete and it's already uploaded, I guess, so that people will not have any problem in listening to that. Okay, now today in the Kathopanishad lecture, we are in the second chapter. And we finished the first valli of the second chapter in the last webinar. And today we are going to start the second valli of the second chapter. So in the previous section, Yamadharmaraja, what did he do? He predominantly dealt with the nature of Atma, that is Atma Swarupam, in reply to the question by Nachiketas through his third bone. And since Atma Swarupam is a very subtle subject, Yamadharmaraja chooses to teach the same subject through various angles so that Nachiketas can appreciate it and understand it better. So, Ati Sukshmatvat, Ati Turvigneyasvat, Durvigneyasvat, Vat means, you know, it cannot be grasped that easily. And the Ati Sukshmatvat means it's very subtle. So generally in the Upanishads, Atma Swarupam is repeated again and again when they talk about Atma Swarupam in Upanishads, generally. And because of this reason, these sections, these vallis, the second chapter, first valli, second valli, third valli, all of them, they all concentrate on talking about the Atma Swarupam, which is the main portion of Kathopanishad. So the previous one, this and the next one, the first valli, this valli and the next one, they are going to be very, very important sections of Kathopanishad. Actually, Atma Swarupam is more elaborately dealt with in the second chapter than in the first chapter. Because in the first chapter, a lot of mantras were used for the story part of it in the beginning, if you remember, and also to test the student whether he would be eligible to receive this knowledge, like an entrance examination. There was this chariot analogy, if you remember, the Ratha Kalpana, all those things to emphasize the sadhanas, all those things were all meant at that time. Whereas in the second chapter, Yamadharmaraja, he focuses his discussion, hoping Nachiketas also will enjoy and understand the crux of this principle based on Yamadharmaraja's teaching. And generally the guru is optimistic. So he goes on putting his effort to make Nachiketas understand. And now we will enter the second valli and also a concentrated discussion, a focused discussion of Atma Swarupa again given here. So we will start with the first mantra of the second valli of the second chapter. పురమేకాదశద్వారం అజస్యావక్రచేతసః అనుష్టాయన శోచతి విముక్తశ్చ విముచ్యతే ఏతత్ వైతత్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర ఆఫ్ ద సెకండ్ వల్లి ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ సెక్షన్. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర యమధర్మరాజా హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ జీవాత్మ స్వరూపం, ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద జీవాత్మ, ద ఇండివిజువల్ సెల్ఫ్. So he presents the Jivatma as the master of the body, like the king of the body or the controller of the body. And the physical body for this reason is compared to a kingdom. Kingdom or a city, we can say a puram. A puram is city or a, you know. And why it is a puram? Because it is the residence of the Pura Swami, the controller of the Puram, the city, the master, the king. So the capital of this city being the heart, the Hridayam, where the king resides. And there are so many citizens also in this particular Puram. all the organs of the body, they are all considered citizens. And if you really refer to for example, the Shiva Manasa Puja, there is another work where it is said, Atma Tvam Girijamati Sahachara Prana Shariram Griham. There is a particular sentence in that. It says, O Lord, the very body is your kingdom. And all the organs of action, all the sense organs, namely the Jnanendriyas, the Karmendriyas, and the Panja Pranadayaha, all the five different physiological functions, the Antakaranas, the Manas, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara, all those things, they are all the citizens of this particular kingdom. And all of them are working for whom? For this king, the Puraswami, the Jivatma. And not only that, all the blood vessels. Actually, Shankaracharya goes on. So many industries are there within this body. The heart is doing its job. Kidney is doing its job. Some industries are essential services. They cannot stop at all. Even when you sleep, they have to be working. And so many manufactured goods, they are all transported to various parts of the body. And there are perhaps highways, there are bylanes, lanes, all blood vessels, nerves. Sometimes the roads are blocked. So we need perhaps a bypass. So this is the city. And that city also has a city wall like a fort. The wall of China and the forts. You know, similarly, this kingdom is also protected by the wall called the skin. And according to the scientists, skin is like one of the most wonderful creation, very unique clothing given by the Lord compared to the wall of the city, the fort of the city. And there are also so many gateways to this city, doors. Some gates are meant for getting things inside. They are entrance gates. And some of them are exit gates. So there are one-way traffic, both-way traffics. Some have two-way traffics, all that. And the city will thrive and be alive as long as the master, the king, the ruler is there. The moment the master quits, then the body cannot be kept even for a few hours. So people have to do embalming, all those kinds of techniques to preserve this body, because, you know, the son, daughter and all may be in some other place, they have to come. So they have to protect the body, they have to go through all these other techniques. The moment the master, the king, the Jivatma leaves this body. And for this body, for this city, the Anatma, the city itself is Anatma, and the master of this city, the king, is the Atma. And why are you not knowing the master? That is the question by Yamadharmaraja. We said everybody wants this city. We all have this city. And we also know the master is Jivatma. Why are we not understanding that? That is Yamadharmaraja's question. And now if you look at the mantra with this background, it says, Puram Ekadashat Dwaram. The physical body is compared to a city with Ekadasha Dwaram. Ekadasha means 11. So 11 gateways or 11 openings, Dwaram, doors. And what are the 11 openings? Shankaracharya, he gives the explanation. He says there are 7 openings in the head itself. There are 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, and thank God, only 1 mouth. And then there are 3 openings down below, of which 2 are meant for the evacuation function of the waste and the solid and liquids. And there is the navel, which is a unique opening, which was operating when the child was in the womb of the mother for intake of food. And later that door is permanently closed. So there are 7 plus 3, 10 only. The 11th one is closed. And there is one more opening at the top of the head, or the crown of the head, that is called the Brahma Rantham. When the baby is very small, we can feel this soft portion on the top of the head. Sometimes you can even see that pulsating. So that soft opening that is there, which is not regularly opened, but opened only during extraordinary circumstances. For example, when a sannyasi, he dies. They normally break a coconut on the top of the head so that portion will be opened for that Atma to escape, to go to Brahmaloka. So all kinds of things are there. So this is like the, you know, the northern gate in in all the, you know, Mahavishnu temples, the Swarga Vasal, which is opened only certain times, not all the times. So the Brahmarandram is supposed to be opened only when a Upasaka or a Sannyasi dies. So this is the passage to go to Brahmaloka, a Brahmaloka door, we can call it. So, and this is the 11th gate. If the navel gate is permanently closed, this can be considered as the 11th gate. So, Ekadasha Dwaras, 11 gates. But in the Bhagavad Gita, if people remember, in the 5th chapter, Krishna talks about only Navadware Pure Dehi. That's what he said. Navadware Puri. So, the body consisting of 9 gates. Because Krishna leaves both the navel and the Brahmarandram, because both of them are rarely used gates. So if you leave these two, it is the Navadwarapuram. If included, it is Ekadashadwarapuram. That is the physical body. And this physical body belongs to whom? This physical body belongs to the Jivatma, the ruler. We can call him the Swami, the Puraswami, master. He is the Yajamana. And who is this Jivatma? Avakra-chetasaha, which is of the nature of the changeless consciousness, chetas. Chetas means consciousness, and avakra means changeless. So, and Yamadharma Raja says, why does Yamadharma, he uses the special adjective avakra-chetasaha, avakra, that's the adjective. Because the physical body city is constantly changing. Body becomes vakram. So puram is vakrapuram. This body is a vakrapuram only because it goes on changing. Whereas the jivatma is avakra jivatma. Jivatma doesn't change. It does not undergo any change. Only the body goes through the shat vikaras. If you remember Tattva Bodha, asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. These are the sixfold modifications of this body. And the body goes through all of them, but not the consciousness, the jivatma. And therefore, ajaha. Ajaha means birthless. Jaha, ajaha, birthless. Unlike the puram, the city, which has got a date of birth. Our body has got a date of birth, but not the atma. So, the body which has got the date of birth belongs to the jivatma, the Puraswami, which does not have a date of birth at all. Na jayate, mriyate va kadachit, nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha, ajonityaha, shashvatvayam puranaha, na hanyate, hanyamane sharire. We saw it in the Bhagavad Gita lectures. So, and what is the nature of this consciousness? If you remember, we have seen this many times earlier. I will just only refresh them. Consciousness is not a part, product or property of the body. If you remember all those, consciousness is an independent entity which pervades and enlivens, and consciousness is not limited by the boundary of the body, and consciousness exists even after the body perishes, and that continuing consciousness cannot transact, not because it is not there, but the transacting medium is gone. So we have discussed all these properties in detail in earlier discussions. I am just only outlining them now. And such a jivatma, the consciousness, is the Swami or the king of this puram or this sitter or this city. And what is the aim of life? The aim of our life, instead of claiming the body as oneself, I should learn to claim the Puraswami, the Jivatma, as myself, as consciousness, as myself. So, I am not the Puram, but the Swami of the Puram, the master of the Puram. I am not the Deha, but the Dehi. I am not the Shariram, but I am the Shariri. This is the primary goal of life, to know, to understand this. All other things do not matter at all. Learn to first differentiate the body and consciousness, which is the first part of the sadhana. And after differentiating the body and consciousness, one has to train one's mind, which is called nididhyasana or abhyasa, that I am not the body, I am the Swami of the body. Body will go, but I will never go. I will continue forever. So he says, anushtaya. Anushtaya means this is the primary anushtanam. Exercise in life. విచ్ ఇస్ కేటగరైజ్డ్ అస్ వాట్ శ్రవణం మననం నిదిధ్యాసనం కృత్వ అనుష్ఠాయం మీన్స్ శ్రవణ మనన నిదిధ్యాసనం కృత్వ ఆఫ్ దీస్ త్రీ శ్రవణం అండ్ మననం ఆర్ స్పెషలీ మెంట్ ఫర్ వాట్ ఫర్ సెపరేటింగ్ ద బాడీ అండ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ది శ్రవణం అండ్ మననం దే ఎనేబుల్ అస్ టు సెపరేట్ అవర్ బాడీ అండ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ యాజ్ టూ డిఫరెంట్ ఎంటిటీస్ టు రిమెంబర్ అవర్ ఎర్లియర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ ద లైట్ ఆన్ ది హ్యాండ్ ఫాలింగ్ ఆన్ ద హ్యాండ్ బికాస్ ఇంటలెక్చువలీ ఐ షుడ్ బి కన్విన్స్డ్ దట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈస్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ ఎంటిటీ It is not just by listening to somebody. I should be intellectually convinced. And this conviction does not easily come. It can take any number of years to separate these two. And then what is the next part? Having separated that, once I separate them, I should train my mind. What should I do? Mano buddhya hankara chitta ninaham na cha shrotra jihve na cha grana netre నచ వ్యోమ భూమిః న తేజో న వాయుః చిదానంద రూపః శివోహం శివోహం సో చిదానంద రూపః శివోహం శివోహం ఐ యామ్ దట్ ఎంటిటీ ఐ యామ్ నాట్ దిస్ బాడీ ఐ యామ్ నాట్ ద మైండ్ ఐ యామ్ నాట్ ద బుద్ధి ఐ యామ్ నాట్ అహంకార ఐ యామ్ నాట్ చిత్త ఐ యామ్ నాట్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దోస్ బట్ శివోహం దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ హ్యాస్ టు కమ్ సో దిస్ ట్రైనింగ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ నిదిధ్యాసనం So, segregation is Shravanam and Mananam and the new orientation is Nididhyasanam. This one should do. Yamadharmaraja, he advises this to Nachiketas out of real compassion for him and concern. With a lot of concern, he tells Nachiketas. Anushtaya. Anushtaya means Vedanta Vicharam Kuru. Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam Kuru. Atma Anatma Vivekam Kuru. Do all that and understand. And what do I get by understanding this? I don't have sufficient time. If it is so much value, what is the return I will get? People might ask all these questions. I cannot spend all the time to know all these things. What is the benefit? Yamadharmaraja says, the benefit is na shochati. You will not grieve at all. That is the greatest benefit. You will never have sorrow in life. Never grieve. Not go through depressions in life. If depressions come in, for example, Swamiji says the depression comes in the ocean, what do you get? You get a lot of rain. If depression comes in the mind, what we get? We still get a lot of rain through the eyes, through tears. So Vedanta is the only solution. Actually, it is not one of the solutions. It is the only solution. Gadasum agatasumscha na anushochanti panditaha. That's what we saw in the Bhagavad Gita. Tarati shokam atmavite. The person who is Atmavit, Tarati Shokam, he crosses sorrow. No more sorrow for him. Tattvabodha. I'm only quoting all those texts which we have seen in other lectures. And suppose one feels that there are other methods, not just where other methods are there. The Upanishad says, no problem at all. Be my guest. Go and try all of them. And after trying all of them, come back to me again. You can never get out of sorrow by any other method. You can do a lot of bhakti. You can become very emotional. You can shed a lot of tears out of bhakti and emotion. You can continue to be only shedding tears. You will never get moksha part of it. You may go to Vaikuntha, Kailasa, all those places you can go. But you can never get moksha. That is liberation, freedom from birth and death. That will never happen by any of those methods. So if you have to go to moksha, then this is the only way. So by having this, this is the benefit. Na shochati. And he says, vimuktascha vimuchyate. Vimuktaha bhavati. You will enjoy liberation even while living. Most important. So the first word vimuktaha. Vimuktascha vimuchyate. So first vimuktaha. That is Jeevan Muktim Anubhavati. You will enjoy Jeevan Mukti, which is the uniqueness of our teaching, Vedanta's teaching. Because all other religions, they do not promise freedom here, in this life, in this Janma. They say, you follow our religion, you will get a ticket to heaven. That's what they all say. So all enjoyments are by going through some other loka. You can go to that loka or this loka. And I can never verify also while I am living now. So what a tragedy it is, you know. Swamiji calls it a tragedy. It is a question of believing. I should believe that I am going to go to that heaven or this heaven if I follow this religion or that religion. That is only the way. Whereas Vedanta promises you will get moksha here and now. It's a challenge. You can try and see it for yourself. That's what the Vedanta itself tells us. So vimuktaha. Vimuktaha means jivan muktaha bhavati. He will enjoy jivan mukti here right now. And vimuchyate. Not only he enjoys freedom here while living, after death also he enjoys freedom, total liberation. And what do we mean by liberation after death? It means freedom from punarjanma. This cycle of punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, that cycle will go away, no more, which is otherwise called videha mukti. So jivan mukti and videha mukti, both of them are, we have already seen these terms earlier in our previous discussions. So it is worth knowing the jivatma. If you know jivatma, we get all that. And he says, yetat vaitat. It is this Puraswami, this king, jivatma, which you wanted to know. Whether Nachiketas remembers his question or not, because those shlokas were all given in the first canto, first valli, I think 20th or some mantra. So that is where it was given there at that time. But Yamadharma Raja remembers that he has to answer them, and he continues to answer. Mantra number 2. Khagum sasuchishate vasurantarikshasade khota vedishate atithi duro nasate rishat varasate rutasatyo masate abjaha goja rutajaha adrija rutam brihate. This is a mantra actually which occurs in various parts of the Upanishads, various Veda mantras, in various Upanishads comes. And here also Yamadharma Raja says this. Here in Yamadharma Raja says that the Jivatma, which is residing in my body, as the master, as the king of my body, the very same Jivatma is residing in every body. So first I learned to understand that I am not the body. I am the consciousness. And the consciousness that is residing in my body, that Yamadharma Raja now teaches to Nachiketas, that the same Jivatma, the same consciousness is there in every other body also. That is the next stage. So Jivatma, conscious, which is pervading this body, is the same consciousness which pervades every other body. That means what? When you look at the heart, it is also within the body. But the heart within my body is not the same as the heart within your body. Similarly, one might think that my Atma, which is residing in my heart, is going to be different from your Atma residing in your heart. So do not extend the heart logic to Atma. Atma is one all-pervading consciousness. We cannot extend the heart logic to Atma, which dwells in everyone. Atma dwells in everyone. Just like, for example, the space is not only within this room. It is in all the other rooms also, including our stomach and head, everywhere. So the next lesson is what? Atmanaha ekatvam. Atma is only one. The one that pervades in and through everything. So the first lesson is what? Atmanaha deha vyatiriktam. Atma is different from the body. And the second lesson is Atmanaha ekatvam. It is one. And it is this method that Lord Krishna follows also in the 13th chapter. If you remember that Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yoga, there he will say, Idam Shariram Kaunteya Kshetrayitya Vidhiyate Etat Yovetitam Prahuho Kshetrajna Giti Tadvitaha. That's what he will say there. He calls the body as Kshetram and the consciousness as the Kshetrajnaha. And then they say, Kshetrajnam Chapimam Viddi Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata. O Arjuna, the same consciousness is in every body, which means the bodies only are plural, whereas the consciousness is always singular, ever singular. So that is indicated here. Atma, Atmam, Ekatvam. And why do we emphasize this particular phase? Because there are other philosophers who claim that Atma also is many. A lot of people who say that. Sankhya philosophy says that my body has got one Atma within, your body has got one Atma within. So there are as many hearts and kidneys and all that, you got also as many Atmas. So there are many Atmas, and those philosophies are called Atma Bahutva Vadaha. Atma Bahutva. Many Atmas. Plurality of Atma. And this mantra negates that concept. Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, all those philosophies, this mantra negates all of them. And the Upanishad says, Atma Ekaha. And with this background, now let us look at this mantra. Hagum Saha Sushishade. That is the first word, first two words. This very Atma is residing in the sky also. Shuchihi. Shuchihi means Akashaha. Residing in the sky in the form of what? Hamsaha. Hagumsaha is Hamsaha. Hamsa here refers to Surya Rupena in the form of sun, as the very essence of the sun. So Surya Rupena, Shuchihi, Akashe, Shat resides. This Atma resides in the Akasa in the form of Surya. And the word Hamsaha normally refers to Swan. We know Hamsa. But here it is Suryaha. Because it is derived from the root Han. Han means to destroy. Hamsaha derived from the root Han. To destroy. And what does it destroy? Andakaram Hanti Nashayati Iti Hamsaha. So it is the destroyer of the darkness. Andakar. The darkness. And a jnani is also called what? Hamsaha, Paramahamsaha. Because he also destroys the internal darkness, the ajnanam. Ajnanam hanti iti hamsaha. So Paramahamsaha refers to not that he is a swan, but destroyer of ignorance. That's what it means, Paramahamsaha. So in the form of Surya Devata, Atma is there in the sky. And the next one is Vasuhu Antarikshasade. Vasuhu refers to Vayuhu, wind. In the form of Vayu, Atma is in the sky, in the interspace, in the Antariksha Loka. So, Vasayati Sarvam Iti Vasuhu. That which gives smell or fragrance everywhere. That is, so the wind is called Gandavahana, the one who transports, who is the carrier of Ganda, the smell. So Atma Vayu Rupena Antarikshe Vartate. It exists as in the form of Vayu in the intermediate space, Antariksham. And Hota Vedishate. Hota here refers to Agni, the fire. It's a contextual meaning, we should be careful. Normally Hotar is a Rigveda priest. When you do any Yajna or any Homa, then there is this Rigveda priest who is called Hotar. And there is this Yajurveda priest, he is called Advaryu. And there is the Samaveda priest, he is called Udgatha. And there is this Atharvanaveda priest, who is called Brahma. So all these four priests will be administering an Aga. So here, this Hota, Hota refers to Agni. There is Hota is a Rigveda priest normally, but here it is Agni. And in the Vedas, it is said, Agnirvai Hotaha. So it is fire in the Vedic context. So in the form of Agni, the very same Atma is on earth. The essence is what? Atma is everywhere. It is in the Surya, Surya Devata. It is in Vayu. It is in earth. And that is how it is presented. And Atitihi Duronasate. Atitihi means guest. Guest means, and Duronaha. Duronaha means house. So here, Yamadharmaraja is talking about all holy things, sacred things, so that we will have a reverence for that. So he says, Surya, Vayu, Agni, Atiti, all are devatas. Atiti Devo Bhava. So they are all devatas. So Atiti Rupena Griheshu Vartate. The Atma exists in the house in the form of Atiti. Then Rishade. Atma is in every human being in the form of Chetanatvam, sentiency. And the word Sad, Sad is everywhere. It is derived from the root Siddhati Vartate Iti Sat. Rishad means what? ನೃಷು ಮನುಷ್ಯು ಸೀದತಿ ಇತಿ ನೃಷತ್. ಸೊ ನರಹ ಮನುಷ್ಯ, ಸೊ ಹಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವರಸತ್, ವರಹ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ದೇವಾಸ್, ದ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ದ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೇವಸತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಆತ್ಮ ರಿಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ದೆನ್ ಋತಸತ್, ಋತಂ, ಋತಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯಾಗ ಆರ್ ಅ ವೇದಿಕ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್. ಋತಂ ನಾರ್ಮಲಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ, ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎ ವೇದಿಕ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್. ಸೊ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ವೇದಿಕ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಆಕ್ಸೆಸರೀಸ್. ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್, ಯು ನೋ, ಯಜ್ಞಾಂಗ ರೂಪೇಣ ವಸತಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಆಕ್ಸೆಸರೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ ಯಜ್ಞ. ಅಂಡ್ ವ್ಯೋಮಸತ್, ಆತ್ಮ ಡ್ವೆಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವ್ಯೋಮ. ವ್ಯೋಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಆಲ್ ಪರ್ವೇಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಕಾಶ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಇನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್? ಆಸ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಸದ್ರೂಪೇಣ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್. ದೆನ್ ಅಬ್ಜಾಹ, ದೋಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಡ್ವೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಓಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವಾಟರ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ವೇಟಿಕ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಕಾಂಚ್ ದ ಫಿಶ್ ದ ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸಿ. ಅಬ್ಜಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಬಾಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವಾಟರ್ಸ್. ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಎಕ್ವೇಟಿಕ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ವಾಟರ್ಸ್. ದೆನ್ ಗೋಜಾ, ಗೋಜಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಎರ್ತ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಎರ್ತ್ಲಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಎರ್ತ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಋತಜಾಹ, ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ಬಾಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್. ಜಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಾಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್. ದೆನ್ ಅದ್ರಿಜಾ, ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೌಂಟನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಾಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೌಂಟನ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ? ಋತಂ. ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಋತಂ ದಿ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಬೃಹತ್. ಬೃಹತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಜಾಯಿನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್, ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ವಾಸ್ ಇಂಟ್ರಡ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಅಲೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಪರ್ವೇಡಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಒನ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಐಕ್ಯಂ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟೆಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಇನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್. ನೌ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಂಬರ್ 3. ಊರ್ಧ್ವಂ ಪ್ರಾಣಮುನ್ನಯತಿ ಅಪಾನಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗಸ್ಯತಿ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ವಾಮನಮಾಸೀನಂ ವಿಶ್ವೇ ದೇವ ಉಪಾಸತೆ. ಸೊ ಮೋರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಅವರ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲೆಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಶರೀರಂ ದ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರಂ is essentially inert in nature. Mind belongs to the subtle body, sukshma shariram, and body is the gross body. So they essentially, they are inert in nature, they are matter, because both of them are made up of the pancha bhutas, the five elements, which are matter only. And since both of them are matter, they do not have life of their own. They are inert. They cannot respond to the external world. They are insentient. And what does Atma do? The Atma blesses the subtle body, the Sushma Shariram, by lending Chidabhasa, forming a reflection. We have gone through these discussions earlier. Chidabhasa, forming the reflection. So just like the sun can bless a mirror by forming a reflection, and once the mirror receives the reflection, the mirror gets a new status now. What is that? Even though the mirror is non-luminous by itself, because of the reflection from the sun, the non-luminous mirror becomes luminous and bright. It becomes a bright mirror. And this mirror begins to illumine a dark room even by throwing a patch of light in the dark room and make that room bright. So how does the mirror illumine the dark room? By borrowing the light from the sun. Similarly, the Atma, sun, lends the reflection called Chidabhasa to the reflecting medium, the Sukshma Shariram, the subtle body. And that subtle body, Sukshma Shariram, has become live now because Atma lent existence to that. And what does this Sukshma Shariram subtle body do? Does? From its borrowed life, it lends Chitabhasha to this Stula Shariram, to the grass body. So first the subtle body receives the existence, the sentience from Chaitanyam, and having borrowed it from the Chaitanyam, it lends it to the grass body. The Atma directly blesses the Sukshma Shariram only, subtle body only, and then through the subtle body, it blesses the grass body. And so the physical body enjoys the secondary reflected consciousness, Chidabhasa. So the primary reflected consciousness is enjoyed by the subtle body, and the secondary reflected consciousness is enjoyed by the grass body. So who blesses then Sukshma Shariram? The Atma. And who blesses the Stula Shariram also is Atma only, but indirectly. Both are blessed by Atma only. The difference is Atma blesses the Sukshma Shariram directly, but blesses the Stula Shariram indirectly. Now at the time of death, what happens? Imagine, for example, I remove the mirror from the sun. I remove the mirror. The sun continues to be there or not? Sun continues to be there. Even though the sun is there, it cannot illumine the dark room anymore. Not because the sun is absent, but because the intermediary medium, the reflecting medium called the mirror, through which the sun illumined the dark room, that is absent, that is taken away. Therefore, the sun has stopped blessing the dark room because the blessing medium is gone. Similarly, when the subtle body, Sukshma Shariram, quits the body at the time of death, it is as though Atma has quit the body. It's a very important step one has to understand. When the subtle body leaves the body at the time of death, it appears as though Atma has left, because Atma in the form of Chitabhasa, the reflected consciousness, is no more available in the body. And at the time of death, the primary Chitabhasa goes away, namely the Sukshma Sharira. That goes away. So the secondary Chitabhasa is not formed at all anymore. Even though the grass body is still there, nothing happened to that. It is dead. The subtle body has gone out. So the reflected consciousness has gone. Primary reflected consciousness is gone. The second, it cannot manifest. So Atma alone is blessing the body. If one asks, what is the proof? We say, we are breathing in and out. Our very breathing is the proof for the presence of Atma's blessing. Actually, in Taittiriya Upanishad, there is a saying, that's in the second valli, Brahmananda valli. Kohyevanya atka pranyat, yadesha akasha anando nasyat. The same idea is brought out here also. Now, if you look at the mantra, urdvam pranam unnayati. We have to supply the subject Atma here. So, urdvam pranam unnayati. So, Atma alone, it draws the prana, the exhalation vayu out of our lungs. Atma only draws and throws it outside, the carbon dioxide. Then, apanam pratyagasyati, the inhalation vayu, the apanaha, oxygen. This apana, it means what? Adogamanavan vayuhu, the one that is breathed in, the vayu which is inhaled and goes down into the lungs. And that apanam is drawn inwards by whom? Because of the Atma only. So Atma alone is responsible for drawing the air inside and also throwing the air outside. So Atma is responsible for both. In short, Atma is responsible for our very breathing. So Atma alone gives you life. That's what it means. Without breathing, no life. So Atma gives us the life. And where is that Atma located? Madhye Asinam. That Atma, the king, the Puraswami, which we saw in the previous lokas, is there in his chambers, in his place, the heart. We can call that heart as the Garbhagraha, where the Puraswami resides. The body is the city. Pancha prakaras are there in that. There is Annamaya Prakara, Pranamaya Prakara. మనం సో ఆల్ దిస్ వేరియస్ ప్రాకారాస్ యు నో వెన్ యూ గో టు ద టెంపుల్ యూ గాట్ ద వేరియస్ ప్రాకారాస్ ఆర్ దేర్ సో దిస్ ఆర్ అన్నమయ్య ప్రాణమయ్య మనోమయ విజ్ఞానమయ ఆనందమయ ప్రాకారాస్ ఆర్ దేర్ అండ్ యూ క్రాస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ కమ్ టు ది హృదయం ద గర్భగ్రహం సో హృదయ ఆకాశే మధ్యే ఆసీనం ది ఆత్మా ఈజ్ సీటెడ్ ఆర్ లొకేటెడ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ దాట్ సో సీటెడ్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఆత్మా ఈజ్ రికగ్నైజబుల్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్ దట్స్ వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ బై సీటెడ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ లొకేటెడ్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్ బట్ ఈస్ రికగ్నైజబుల్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఫార్మ్ యాజ్ అవేర్నెస్ యాజ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ యాజ్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ సో ఇట్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ లైక్ సేయింగ్ దట్ ద లార్డ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద టెంపుల్ దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ లార్డ్ మీన్స్ హీఈస్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ ది ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ గాడ్ ఈస్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ వర్షిప్ ఇన్ ద టెంపుల్ సో లైక్ టెస్టింగ్ ది ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇఫ్ యూ గాట్ ఎ టెస్టర్ ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ ఇస్ దేర్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఇన్ ది ఎంటైర్ వైర్ అండ్ యూ టెస్ట్ ఇట్ విత్ ద టెస్టర్ అండ్ యూ సీ సమ్ లైట్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్ కమింగ్ దేర్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ఆల్ అదర్ ప్లేస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ దేర్ బట్ వెన్ యూ పుట్ ఎ టెస్టర్ ఇట్ ఇల్యూమెంట్స్ దేర్ సో మధ్యే హృదయే సో హృదయస్య అంతఃకరణే సో ఇన్ ది సో సాక్షి చైతన్య రూపేణ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది వెరీ విట్నెస్ ఆసీన ది ఆత్మా ఈస్ వెరీ మచ్ ప్రెసెంట్ సో దట్ ఇస్ వై వీ వర్షిప్ వీ లుక్ అపాన్ ద వెరీ బాడీ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ ద టెంపుల్ అండ్ ద హార్ట్ యాజ్ ద శాంక్టమ్ శాంక్టోరం అండ్ ది ఆత్మ యాజ్ ద వెరీ ఈశ్వర సో మధ్యే వామనం ఆసీనం వామనం ది అడోరబుల్ లార్డ్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ దిస్ టెంపుల్ ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది నైవేద్యం ఫర్ దిస్ లార్డ్ విశ్వే దేవా ఉపాసతే దేవా హియర్ రిఫర్స్ టు ది ఇంద్రియాస్ ఆల్ ది ఇంద్రియాస్ ది కర్మేంద్రియాస్ ద జ్ఞానేంద్రియాస్ సో విశ్వే దేవా రిఫర్స్ సర్వాణి ఇంద్రియాణి ఆల్ ది ఇంద్రియాస్ అండ్ ఈచ్ ఇంద్రియం ఈస్ గివింగ్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు దిస్ లార్డ్ పంచ ఇంద్రియాణి గివ్ 5 డిఫరెంట్ ఆఫరింగ్స్ వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ శబ్ద స్పర్శ రూప రస గంధ ఆల్ దీస్ వేరియస్ ఆఫరింగ్స్ ఆర్ గివన్ బై ఆల్ ది డిఫరెంట్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ టు ది లార్డ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఆఫర్డ్ టు ద కాన్షియస్నెస్ నౌ వి మే ఆస్క్ ద క్వశ్చన్ హౌ డు వి నో దట్ దే ఆర్ ఆఫర్డ్ టు కాన్షియస్నెస్ బికాస్ ఐ ఎమ్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ సౌండ్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ద సౌండ్ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ హ్యాస్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ దట్స్ వాట్ ఐఎమ్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ When I am conscious of the forms and colors, that means what? The forms and colors are offered to the consciousness as it were. That is me. In fact, constantly the offerings are coming to me, the consciousness, the Atma. I say, I know the sound, I know the form, and some naivedyams are very nice, some of them are not that nice. All those things I have. So that is why, if you refer again to the Shiva Manasa Puja Shloka, ఆత్మాత్వం గిరిజామతి సహచర ప్రాణ శరీరం గృహం పూజాతే విషయ ఉపభోగ రచన సో దట్స్ వాట్ ఇట్ సేస్ విషయ మీన్స్ వాట్ ది శబ్ద స్పర్శ రూపరస గంధాస్ ఆల్ దోస్ దమ్ అండ్ ఉపభోగ మీన్ అబ్జార్బింగ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ సో దట్ ఈస్ ద ఆఫరింగ్ డన్ బై ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ సో విశ్వే దేవాహ ఉపాసతే దే ఆల్ డూ ఉపాసన ఆఫ్ దిస్ లార్డ్ by through all the indriyas that they all offer different naivedyams to this lord and that atma is blessing the body with life so if the body if it is kicking if it is like if alive and kicking it is because of that atma next mantra number 4 asya visram samanasya sharirastasya dehinah dehat vimuchyamanasya కిమత్ర పరిశిష్యతే ఏతద్వైతత్ నౌ హియర్ ద ఆత్మ అగైన్ హీ సేస్ ఈస్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ ద బాడీ విత్ లైఫ్ దట్ వాస్ మెన్షన్డ్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ర అండ్ ద సేమ్ ఐడియా ఈస్ ఫర్దర్ కన్వేడ్ హియర్ కొరాబరేటెడ్ విత్ ద హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ఎ పర్టిక్యులర్ లాజిక్ విచ్ లాజిక్ వీ హవ్ ఆల్రెడీ మెన్షన్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ కాల్డ్ అన్వయ వ్యతిరిక్త లాజిక్ ద మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ అన్వయ వ్యతిరిక్త వీ హవ్ సీన్ దట్ ఎర్లియర్ And what does this logic mean? Just only to refresh. It is to find out that a particular thing is a cause of some event. For example, some event happens. What is the cause of that event? To find out, there is a particular method. For example, we have some, Swamiji gives this example. There is an allergy in the body. For example, we don't know what is the actual cause for this allergy. There are too many variables. Okay, how do I know what I am allergic to? What we do is we consume that substance and see whether the allergic reaction comes. Whatever we suspect some substance, we consume it and then see whether the allergic reaction comes. And this part of the experimentation, that is called the anvaya part, that is taking the substance to see whether the reaction is there or not, that is anvaya. And if on conception the reaction comes, consumption reaction comes, and on non-consumption the reaction goes away, then we have confirmed that this thing is the allergen. So that is what we want to conclude. So it is not just enough to find out that I am allergic to a particular substance when the allergy comes, but I should also be able to prove it by removing that substance whether the allergy disappears. So that portion of the test is called Vyatirikta method. So Anvaya and Vyatirikta. So in Sanskrit it is present as what? Yat Satve Yat Satvam Yat Abhave Yat Abhavaha Tat Tasya Karanam. That's what it says. For example, if somebody takes potatoes. For example, potato, I am allergic to potato. So potato Satve, allergic reaction Satvam. That is the co-presence. So allergy, allergic reaction and potato, they exist together. And potato abhave, when potato is not there, reaction abhavaha, there is co-absence. So when there is no potato, no reaction. When there is potato, reaction. Tasmat, therefore, potato evam reactionasya karanam. The cause for this allergic reaction is potato. So to establish it by this method, this is called Anvaya Vyatirikta method. And now the Upanishad, it wants to prove that when the Atma is present, the body is alive. When Atma is present, body is alive. When Atma is absent, the body, it is dead. So Atma is the cause for the very life in the body. That's what it says. So in the earlier shloka, the Anvaya part was discussed. That is that in the presence of Atma, all these things, they all happen. That's what was said there. Now the Vyatirikta part is given in this shloka. So Shariras-tasya Dehinaha. This Dehi. Dehi means Atma. Deha is body. Dehi is Atma. Sharira is body. Shariri is Atma. So this Atma is available in the body. And which type of Atma is talked about here? The Chidabhasa Atma. The reflected consciousness. And this Chidabhasa Rupa Atma is where? Shariras-taha. In the body. And particularly in the mind. That is the reflecting medium. Mind, the subtle body is the reflecting medium, if you remember. And suppose this Atma, this reflected consciousness Atma, visramsamanasya, leaves the physical body. If this Atma departs from this body, the moment we talk about departure, we should also know that the original consciousness cannot depart from the body. Original consciousness is ever present everywhere. It cannot depart from the body. So departure means only the reflected consciousness. So that is visramsamanasya, leaves the body. And when does it leave the body? When the body, the mind, when the mind, the subtle body or the sukshma shariram leaves. That is when the reflecting medium leaves. When the reflecting medium leaves the body, the reflected consciousness also leaves the body. So along with the reflecting medium, suppose the reflected consciousness leaves, then we say that person is gone, he is no more. Who is gone? It cannot be the body, because body is still there, his gross body is still there. When we say he is gone, we cannot refer to the original consciousness also, because original consciousness cannot travel anywhere, because we have already defined what is travel earlier. Travel means what? Travel is from a place where you are to a place where you are not. That is travel. Whereas consciousness is there everywhere. So it cannot travel because it is there everywhere. And when we say the reflected consciousness, the reflecting medium, when it leaves, they both have to be included together. Because the reflecting medium and the reflection are inseparable. So visramsa manasya, when it leaves the body, dehat vimuchya manasya, when it gets separated from the body. Actually, dehat vimuchya manasya, that only explains this visramsa manasya. So when it leaves the body means when it gets out of the body. Therefore, the idea is both same. So visramsa manasya and dehat vimuchya manasya both are same only. So when the reflected consciousness, that atma, leaves the physical body, kimatra parisishyate. Kimatra parisishyate, that means what? What remains in the body? When this leaves, what is remaining at all? There is nothing. It's a grass body that is lying. There is nothing at all because it is left. So kimatra parisishyate is not a question. It means nothing remains. There is nothing remaining. So that's what. So intelligence is gone. Perceptive faculties are all gone. So if you knock at the body, when the body is dead, there will be no one to answer from within that body. Because the subtle body is gone, nobody is to answer. We can keep on ringing the calling bell. Nobody will answer. Actually, Swamiji quotes from Chandogya Upanishad. He says beautifully, Janasi maam, Janasi maam. Relatives come on, they go on coming and asking him, do you recognize me? Do you recognize me? What is that to recognize? The person is already gone. So who has gone? The one inside who has responded earlier, that responder is gone. That reflected consciousness along with the reflecting medium is gone. Kimatra parisishyate etat vaitate. This consciousness which blesses the body, the grass body with life, indirectly, that consciousness is the Brahman which you wanted to know. O Nachiketas etat vaitate. That is what he says. And if I take maybe the next shloka, I may overshoot the time. So perhaps I will conclude it here. And we will start the discussion for the next loka from the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya yaparasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna arpanam. Narayana.